Hello and welcome to Theatre Voice. My name is Diana Damian. I'm here with Anne Bean and Gary Stevens to talk about their arts admin projects, Wake Archipelago. Hello Anne. Hello Gary.
Hi.
Can I ask you to each introduce your project and talk briefly about what it is? Anne, would you like to start?
Yes. Well, my project is called Wake, and it started with the idea of how to curate a show without curating a show, so to speak, and moving it on into a different realm and finding a way in which, as an artist, one can participate in that process and open it up to other artists in a new way that would make one think about new ways of working in a space and with each other. And I was also interested in how works begin and end, what makes a beginning and ending, and how we inspire and influence each other, how works interconnect and interrelate. So it began with this idea of starting a process that would be like a dialogue and exchange with the next artist, which would become a dialogue and exchange with the next artist. I wanted to do that through looking at materials in a space and how you relate to those, and how often when you do go to a show you think of new ideas yourself. In a way, a very simple process that I would invite the next artist, who would then relate in whatever way they wanted to my work. My work would begin with an understanding of it being a future trajectory. Then the next artist would invite another artist, and that artist would invite another artist. So by the end of the process, I might not know any of the artists involved, and that went on for 6 weeks.
Well, I was talking to Anne about Wake, and while we were talking about the show at Dilston Grove, the Cafe Gallery became available as another space. And we were wondering what to do with this space. It was very clear how the Dilston Grove space would work, but we were either going to just fill it up with photographs and documents, which seemed not very exciting idea. And so I went away and tried to think of an idea that complemented but was different to the Wake idea. And I was already thinking about doing kind of episodic things, or kind of things that sort of link together, rather like a kind of cluster of islands. And I just done a performance called Island, and I was saving up the title of Archipelago for something I was going to do, a cluster of different small performances. But I gave it to this show really because I thought that one of the interesting things to do would be to do something that was performance and installation, but instead of doing a sequential thing, to do concurrent things. So there was no timed events. Everything was happening, coexisting, happening together. But it would be animated at any given time by two or three of the 14 artists that were taking part in the show. So it was always kind of busy. You know, there's always something to see. There would be something there to see if no one was there. Mm-hmm. But there was someone occupying the space all the time. And it was the idea was, I suppose it was trying to make a virtue of what's true of any kind of busy mixed show, where everybody's sort of slightly uncomfortable neighbours.
Yeah.
You know, they want to create their own world in a funny way, and that has to kind of rub along with another world very close to theirs. And that's the space that everyone kind of creates around their work is an interesting one. Whether there is an exchange, you know, it's very different from sort of furniture that sort of belongs in the space. It sort of sits slightly outside the space it's in. So it was really just kind of playing with that idea, and I gave permission to these artists to do whatever they wanted to do. I had an initial idea. I imagined what they might do, and they've all done something different from what I imagined. but I was quite keen that it wasn't the theme of the show. You know, I don't quite like the idea of themes. I wanted them to do whatever it is they wanted to do, but it was just this kind of formatting idea, just a kind of way of having these people working together and making an issue, I think, of that kind of boundary space, or you know, whether they kind of invade or defend themselves or you know, are aggressive towards someone else.
And did you choose the 14 artists from the beginning?
Yes, I did. I mean, on the whole, they're people that I've worked with in the past. I wanted to find people that were interested in both performance and installation, and I talked to some of them, and some of them have come from theatre backgrounds and some of the visual art backgrounds. And there was a few people I invited because I, you know, I thought most things would be floor based, and I wanted a few people on the walls. And there was a number of people that were suggested to me, some younger people, and I looked at them and thought they might fit. But it was an interesting sort of experiment. Someone described it as a sort of bit like visiting an art school, you know, the things that kind of going on. And I quite like that idea that it's a sort of process and there's nothing kind of fixed. Although there are kind of one or two things that are very kind of insular and kind of keep themselves to themselves.
Yes.
And there are other things that are very much more about sort of exchange. So I quite like the idea that there's a sort of, you know, different attitudes going on, and there isn't a kind of overriding sort of concept that everything's constrained by. It's just a loose framework for people to do whatever it is they want to do in there.
And for you, Anne, you actually participated in WAKED and you started off the whole cycle and
yes.
only invited the artist who came after you?
I invited the one artist who came after me, William Cobby, yes. And he then invited David Cottrell, invited Carl, yes.
And it all started with a lot of beautiful yellow ribbon, didn't it?
It did, yes. I was actually quite disturbed at how it affected my practice and how it affected so many thoughts I had about what you do, about being part of a future trajectory, you know, that a piece that has to have something in the idea of passing on to another piece.
And were you quite happy once you said, you did your work to just let go and hand it over?
Oh, very happy, yes. Yes, I wanted something that involved something about time and distance. And I mean, the idea finally with this 100 kilometres of ribbon that was going to take 20 hours to unfurl, and that it would create this sculptural presence as well as the whole idea of the process and this continuum. And that it did leave like a mass of material which would have to be dealt with. I was just very pleased with how that worked and how it seemed to be picked up. And William, who came after me, he, I think, also became part of that future trajectory, in that I realised William had a few ideas outside of my own trajectory, so that he was also part of that forward push, whereas everyone after that, I think, was absolutely responsive to just what was in the space.
And how about you, Gary? Once you set it up, were you quite happy to just see what happens?
Yes, I mean, I've been sort of bobbing about like a sort of goalkeeper with a very strong team. So I don't really do very much, but I have to be prepared to jump. But I've not had to at all. On the whole, it's been, the artists have really kind of taken it up, and they've been in the space a lot. We've got lots of sort of experience, and lots of the people that we're working with have lots of experience. So I think one of the things that you can do with that behind you is kind of relax a bit, and you can, you know, you're not holding the reins so tightly, you know, so you can kind of control things with a lighter touch, I think. And I think that's kind of preferable to, you know, kind of over to tightening the concept.
And did you feel that the exhibitions went in different directions than you expected they would?
Well,
both in content and in form, I suppose.
Yeah. I suppose another kind of metaphor is a bit like sort of planting a garden, and when you first plant it, it's kind of rather bare, and then you just watch it grow.
Yeah.
And it's been more like that for me. You know, things have, you know, got bigger and, you know, more complex. But things have been, so far, things have just been building up.
And how about for you, Anne?
First of all, I said to everyone that I didn't want to have any discussion whatsoever, apart from a short statement I wrote at the beginning, because I didn't want to talk it out of existence, so to speak, or make any other rule. So, you know, I was completely and utterly open and incredibly curious about how this would work, because obviously you can have no concept, because the artists themselves have no concept. So, but what has really intrigued me, which I only had the edges of that thought, was that it really does seem a collaboration through time. And because we're all involved in this process, I find myself having conversations with the artists involved in a way that I wouldn't if we were just sharing a space or something. I feel that we genuinely are taking responsibility for a work in progress, and I feel a very definite overlap and sense of trying to understand a consciousness of the work between us. I feel every week very, very aware of the artist in the space, you know, so that's been really rewarding and fulfilling.
I think one of the things that's great about Wake for me is one of the surprising things is it has to do two jobs. Each week has to work on its own.
Yes.
You know, without, you know, if someone comes in not knowing the history,
yes,
it has to work. But if you do know the history, it's kind of in, you know, that is another dimension that kind of makes it kind of richer. But it has to do these two things.
Yes.
And it's been really successful at that, I think.
That sort of leads on to my next question, which is about anticipation and audience engagement, because especially in Wake, you're very curious to see what happens next,
yes,
in a very different way than you are in Archipelago. And they involve the audience in a slightly different way, and I was wondering, what do you think about that?
Well, what I'm pleased and what I was hoping would happen is that each person engages with it as though they were the next artist. You know, sort of walking in the, okay, what would I do? You know, so it's a real pooling of lots of different ideas. So I'm just really pleased that it's made people very conscious of that engagement with the work.
With me, I suppose I want people to think about the process rather than the object. So it has a strange effect on one's notion of time. It feels like you're watching something that's kind of constantly moving, constantly changing, that's, you know, nothing's fixed in the space.
It is really a different experience each time, and some pieces which work incredibly well as an installation but suddenly become animated, you engage with completely differently, like Florence Peake yesterday was, you know, suddenly really became this animated face, whereas it had been an installation of, you know, that seemed very settled and had a completely different dynamic as an animated performance.
Do you feel the performances developed quite organically from what was the material that was being played with in the space, in the Café Gallery?
I think different people have treated it differently. So there's some people that are developing as they go, and I like that idea that you end up with something that you didn't think at the beginning. You know? And there are other people that have, you know, had a very strong idea of what they were going to do, and they've done it, or they are an element in the performance, like Helena Goldwater sort of occupying this tube, and there's something,
yes,
something kind of really kind of fascinating about that, and it just,
yes,
kind of grows and develops, and I think,
yes,
as she's kind of repeated it, I mean, it doesn't actually develop physically, although there is this kind of growing hair.
Yes.
So there's different aspects, and then there's Caroline Wilkinson, who's,
yes,
who's reconfiguring jigsaw fragments, and there's Frog Morris, who's sort of engaging with the audience and adding contributions from them to his wall. Different people have a different way of operating, and some of them are there making, constructing, deconstructing, and other people are an element in the work, and other people are sort of interacting and engaging with the audience. So they have very different attitudes and approaches to performance, I think.
And do you think they've, as time has passed, they've taken more and more from each other, or do you think it's a bit more complex than that?
I think they've I think initially I was saying, you know, it could be war, or it could be trading, it could be that's kind of a frightening prospect, you know. So
micro society.
It could have turned into a bun fight, or it could have been, you know, too polite. You know,
yes.
Everyone's too careful. And I think there was that at the beginning. You know, I think that's really interesting. But there is still, I think, that tension between an idea of isolation and togetherness. You know, there's kind of a sense of a community of people working together, but also a kind of idea that their works are still in their own minds, and their minds are, you know, independent and isolated. So I quite like that. That tension is still there. And so if it got too relaxed, or if there was too much of a communication between them, then that would break down. I quite like the idea that these things are still islands, defined islands.
And for Wake, how much time did the following artist have to engage with the work before them? Did they? Because obviously it wouldn't be there until a week before.
Yeah, week. So each had an intense week. Yeah, or 5 days really, and each one of them had said, you know, it's been about the most intensive time of their lives, you know. But each one looks exhilarated, if a bit kind of exhausted on Saturday morning. So yes.
And do they have to work with all the material that the previous person has left?
There was no rules. It was just the thought that this was the idea of the process, and beyond that,
it's up to them.
Yes.
And the exhibitions are very much presented together as a geography, as the title suggests as well. What do you feel about them together, even as an audience member, but also as someone who's behind the individual too?
Well, I'm amazed at how successful it is in terms of sharing process of different sorts and different kinds. And it comes over that it started from a conversation that we had about how to curate a show that wasn't an absolute, you know, that you didn't put in the space and that was it. You know, I think that's become profound for both in that sense of time and space and how you work with that.
I mean, I think that because the shows are about the kind of connections between things and that kind of passing on idea or, you know, how two islands coexist, you know, we have that kind of similar problem, the kind of on the larger scale, that, you know, how do our two shows relate to one another, and are they two halves of one thing, or are they two independent things? And I think it manages to work as kind of individual ideas. There's kind of strong kind of ideas independent of the other one, and yet they become kind of richer when you bring them together. So I think that's.
Yes, in a way it's become more and more obvious through doing it, because, you know, at first to make a statement which we both felt happy covered the project was very difficult, even though we were aware of what was the connection. I think having gone through the process now would be much easier to write about so-called mission statement or whatever, you know, that sort of connectivity of them. Mm-hmm.
Conceptually, though, it was quite nice that we thought of them separately. Mm-hmm. I think at first, and they've kind of come together, because it's very nice, this idea of passing on like a kind of baton to another artist, and they kind of follow. So that was a kind of
one thing, yeah.
clear structural idea, and the idea of, you know, people kind of coexisting and working concurrently, that's another kind of clear idea.
Yeah.
And if you put our two shows together too closely, it starts to kind of blur that, that distinction. And so it's quite nice that they're distinct, and then they kind of just have a kind of interesting, nice kind of relationship with one another, they complement one another well, I think.
Yes. Well, finally, in its most simplistic form, it's just about curating, as I suppose as an artist as opposed to a curator, where I think as an artist, somehow, and I think this is so interesting about curating courses and all the rest of it, I think as an artist you automatically can give yourself more permission than you could as simply a curator, because I think as an artist there's a deep level understanding of possibilities and potential, and you know, without feeling shy of that, or you know, that whole experimenting seems to come from a different place than if you were purely a curator.
Yeah, I think that's. I think we kind of grew up in a world where the kind of concepts were kind of important, but it's really useful to think that actually those concepts, if they're imposed, they're not as interesting as if you really allow the thing to grow. And I think as artists, I think we all feel that we're dependent on process and materials, yeah. and that you discover things. You know, you don't just have an idea in advance of the thing and then execute it.
Yeah.
You know, it does reveal something to you, and the practical work is a way of thinking, is a way of kind of intelligently engaging somewhere, and you do go somewhere that you didn't know. It does surprise you, and I think that that's an important thing that I think we were after.
Well, thank you very much, Anne and Gary.